Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I came across this Ellen story back a couple of days ago, and I said, you know something? The cancel culture came for Ellen. And I don't know if it was on Tim Pool's podcast a couple years ago, or maybe it was Jeremy over at The Quartering. Could have been Adam Carolla. It could have been Rogan's. I don't know. I heard somewhere that Ellen was not a good person to work for, and that her staff, like, people were told not to look at her or make eye contact, don't speak with her unless spoken to. And so the cancel culture came for Ellen. And I said, oh, okay, well, maybe this is not a news story for my channel. It might be for my Odd Man Out, my news channel. But of course, I never got around to it because my bus is back from at the mechanic, and I'm enclosing and waterproofing the shower. So I don't have time to fiddle with my other channel right now, but I'll get back to it. So I said, well, maybe this is a story for that. But nonetheless, what happens is the same thing that always happens. See, if a guy does this, or a conservative person does this, one of the two, the woke mob comes, and then they get canceled. And even if they apologize, it's not good enough. Take Drew Brees, for example. He had to apologize like 6 times, and his wife apologized. Still not good enough. And same thing with Jimmy Kimmel. He apologizes, and then he immediately has to take a month off to kind of evaporate from the worldview. But what happens? Ellen DeGeneres, considering leaving talk show amid toxic work culture, claims an investigation and a report. So she says, the host 62 apologized to staff as an investigation into the claims is underway. Uh-oh, they're coming for Ellen. But she's a non-straight woman. So does this make any difference with the cancel cult coming after her? Let's read and find out. They say she feels she can't go on, and the only way to recover her personal brand from this is to shut down the show. DeGeneres broke her silence on Tuesday or Thursday to address the recent bashings of behind the scene culture, right? And they go on to say, I'll link both articles down below, and they go on to say, oh, it's her show, the buck stops with her. She can blame every executive under the sun, but ultimately Ellen is the one to blame. Oh boy, it sounds like she's done. Allegations first came to the surface in April as unnamed members of the production team claimed they were left uninformed as to the status of their pay and employment among the early stages of the bug. Additional accounts of cold behavior from the comedian herself, come on, including from her former bodyguard began to pile up. The show took several other hits when BuzzFeed published a report based on interviews with 36 members of the staff. Several voiced allegations of adult misconduct from top producers Ed Glavin, Kevin Lehman, and Jonathan Norman. Oh, so looks like, well, I can't even read the next paragraph because that's a little bit spicy, but they were soliciting some action from people at a party. So they go on through here, and the summary as well, like DeGeneres, she didn't want to reply to Fox News for a comment, and they're going to cancel her. She's going to quit. She doesn't want her name sullied. And I said, wow, I'm really surprised, because I would have thought, you know, being a non-straight woman, that she could get away with this. I mean, because why not? So then I see this story coming out here today. Report, Ellen DeGeneres meets with her staff, will not cancel her show. So what happens? Why doesn't the cancel culture, why doesn't the wokerati come forward and go for Ellen? I mean, what gives her any difference from everybody else that they go after? Well, apparently, from at least what I'm hearing in whisperings on the intranets, it's because, well, she's one of us. She's very left-leaning. She bashes Trump all the time. She's not straight, and she's a woman, so she's forgiven, just like that. After serious reports that Ellen DeGeneres would be canceling her talk show in response to workplace allegations, the comedian, she's not funny, reportedly met with her staff to smooth things over. She held a conference call on Monday to address it. They said a lot of the claims are true, and a lot of it's not true. They said, we're handling everything, and things will be very different now. A show that brings so much happiness and fun, it should be a happy show to work on. Yet nobody that works there is happy. Ultimately, the show will go on. As the meetings unfolded, some employees voiced their concerns. The producers ultimately said, you all still have a job here, and that you will all get paid, however that may be, the source said. They said Ellen is not giving up and the show will go on. That woman brings so much joy to people that it would break a lot of hearts to stop doing the show. It was a pep talk and made some staffers feel better. So there you go. If you're not a dude, or you're apparently not even center aisle, but you're you know, to the left of that, you're okay. Forgiven. All you have to do is apologize. Just ask Drew Brees, who's been ground into the earth even after bowing down to getting on their knees to the left and apologizing six times. They still haven't accepted it. Last week, Ellen's head writer, as well as two of her executive producers, were accused of misconduct. Shortly thereafter, a source with Telepictures, which produces Ellen's show, said the host had entered talks to cancel her show, asserting that she bears the brunt of the blame for the toxic work environment. She feels she can't go on, and the only way to recover her personal brand is to shut down the show. The truth is, she knew what was going on. It's her show. So they're saying that she's admitting she knows what was going on, likely because a lot of it had to do with her, because people were saying she wasn't a good person to work for. She can blame every executive under the sun, but Ellen is ultimately the one to blame. Inside Telepictures, we've had enough of her. She's a phony who does not practice what she preaches, the source continued. The behavior of his show executives has been appalling, but Ellen is no better. In fact, she's the worst. It's outrageous. She's trying to pretend that this is all a shock to her. The fish rots from the head, and Ellen is the head. An apology last week, Ellen, however, claimed that she delegated tasks to her top leadership and knew nothing about the toxic work environment. On day one of our show, I told everyone at our first meeting that Ellen DeGeneres' show would be a place of happiness, that no one would ever raise their voice and everyone would be treated with respect. And that's nothing close to what the insider has said. She said, obviously something changed. I'm disappointed to learn that this has not been the case. So basically it boils down to, well, I take full responsibility for this, but also I gave all the tasks to the three men executives and I knew nothing about it. Forgiven. And that's what made me decide to want to do this video over here on this channel instead of my news channel, because, you know, here we have somebody that I've heard reports for years is a horrible person to talk to, work with. Don't make eye contact. Don't speak to her unless she's spoken to. That it's a negative place, that everybody's at each other's throats. There's been large turnover. And this was years ago. And now when an insider finally leaks some like legit details about it, and they have to actually do an investigation, what does Ellen do? Wasn't me. Don't know anything about it. I take full responsibility for my entire staff, except these are tasks that I delegated to these guys, and I don't know anything about it. So mark my words, here's what's going to happen. Probably in the next week or two, I wouldn't be surprised if the three men or the executives are forced out. Ellen claims and feigns, oh, I had no idea. She's forgiven. They hire new, you know, staff, probably women, and the show rolls on. Now, I don't know if these staffers did anything wrong or not, the executives. Maybe they did, and if they did, they got to let go. But how great is it? How not surprising is it that she points the fingers at her underlings and says, oh, not me. And because she's part of the Hollywood, you know, crazies, they're going to say, oh, let's pull her in the ranks and, well, we forgive you. Give her a little pet on the head. We forgive you. It wasn't your fault. Don't worry about it. So I hate double standards. But the reason why this one bothers me so much is because here we've got a woman that says she's going to take responsibility for everything that's happened on her watch, except in the same breath, I'm not taking responsibility because I gave these tasks to my executives and I knew nothing about it. Shocking. I'll leave it there. I just wanted to throw this on out there so you guys can see some of the hypocrisy that I look at while I'm looking for news stories for you guys. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me, like, comment, share, subscribe, and we'll leave it there. I'll put a little bonus in for you guys. I'm going to put the full intro song at the end of this video so you guys can rip it over or listen to it if you want to, because so many of you asked that you want to hear it. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, if it's a woman at the top, she can point fingers at all the guys below her and probably get away with it. But if it were the other way around, you know, if it was a guy in charge, he'd be the one with his head lopped off. Thank you.
Thank you.